Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hello, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast with me, Christina Patterson, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. Have you ever thought you heard from God but then doubted yourself later on? Was that really God, you question? Maybe that was just my own thought, or maybe that was the enemy trying to trick me, you wonder. I've been there more than I wish to admit. If you have too, I want to encourage you in knowing that hearing God's voice is a process. As we develop more in our faith and grow more in Christ, it becomes easier to hear from God. So far on this podcast, we've discovered what it practically looks like to pray to God. But as we've learned before, prayer is also our listening and hearing from God. So today, I want to discuss a few ways we can recognize the voice of God in our prayer lives. The first thing we must understand when it comes to hearing from God is that God's voice brings peace. Unfortunately, many people view God as this mean and angry dictator in heaven. If they expect to hear from God, they think the voice will be startling and fearful. However, one thing I've learned about hearing from God is that God's voice always brings peace. A while ago, while I was praying at church, I asked God for guidance with a decision I needed to make. As I felt God move my heart in a particular way about the decision, I instantly felt my shoulders relax, my jaw unclench, and my breathing slowed down. Moving in this direction brought peace, and I knew God was directing me. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, as we read about in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9, and His word will always lead to peace. God's word is going to align with His Spirit in us if we're believers, so God's voice may bring tension to our flesh, but it will always bring peace to our souls. Next, when it comes to hearing from God, we must understand that God's voice will never contradict or conflict with what is in His written word. He will never tell us to sin or go against His commands. Anything that encourages you to do so is not God's voice. James chapter 1, verses 13 through 14 tells us, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am being tempted by God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, and He Himself tempts no one, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire." When it comes to hearing from God, it is so important to know His word, because God is never going to say anything that is untrue or goes against what is in the Bible. So the more we read our Bibles and familiarize ourselves with His word and truth, the more clearly we will know His voice and recognize when He is speaking to us. The next way we can recognize the voice of God is by understanding that God's voice does not bring confusion, but clarity. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 33 tells us, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." A word from God can bring clarity and hushes all the other voices that bring doubt. Confusion is a tactic of the enemy. Clarity and discernment is a gift of the Holy Spirit to help us live the lives God is calling us to live, and a clear sign that we are hearing God's voice and no one else's. The next way to know if you've heard from God is to wait for the outcome. Because if a voice or a word is from God, it will come true. God's word is always true. There are many people out there who will tell you what God said about your life. But if it never comes true, then that was not from God. Because God is not a liar. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11 says, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." If God says something will happen, it will. While in college, I had people speak words over my life that they said were words from God. And those things never happened. Those people were speaking from themselves and not God, because it never came true. This is why we must be careful who we listen to and who we allow to speak over our lives on God's behalf. It's important to know that God speaks to us individually. You don't need another person to hear from God. This is why He has given us His Word. This is why He's given us the Holy Spirit, so that we can recognize His voice and hear from Him personally. This is why it's also important to have our own personal prayer lives where we can hear from God ourselves. Last, we can know we've heard from God when we see change in our lives and transformation of our hearts. When God speaks to us, we are motivated and empowered to change. God's word and His voice empowers and strengthens us to do the things and be the women we thought we'd never could. With His words, God created the heavens and the earth. Imagine what one word from God could do for your life. God is not like man. God will not shout and yell to get our attention. He doesn't need to. One of the main reasons I believe Christians today don't hear from God is because our lives are too busy with noise to quiet ourselves enough to hear His still small voice that we read about in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 13. This stillness requires rest, something many of us avoid. We trade stillness for rush and rest for more hurry. But it's not worth your peace. It's not worth missing a word from God. Work is good, and work is a gift from God. At the same time, rest is also. We are actually commanded to rest in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 10. Rest and work are not enemies. We have to understand that they go together. As we approach a more healthy view of rest, we position ourselves to hear from God. I encourage you to take some time today to be still. Put your phone down, turn off the computer, and let your soul rest. Turn off all the noise that may be drowning out God's voice and let Him speak to your soul. This gives us the space to hear from God. As we develop our relationship with God, the easier it will be to hear from Him and recognize His voice. In John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." When my husband calls me on the phone, he doesn't have to tell me, "Hey, it's me, Donald," when I answer. Even if I didn't have caller ID, I would know it was him because I know his voice, because I know him. The more time we spend with God and His Word, the more we will learn His voice. Now, this takes time, and it's a process, as I've said, but each step you take towards growing your relationship with God is one step closer to hearing from Him more clearly and confidently recognizing His voice. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we'll continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me, Christina Patterson, at belovedwomen.org, and check out the show notes in today's episode to download my free prayer guide to help you put into practice the powerful habit of prayer. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a review in your podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the podcast. To hear more from Christina Patterson, be sure to check out her fantastic site, belovedwomen.org. A special thanks to Kelly Givens, Stephen Sanders, and Stephen McGarvey for their production and editing on this episode. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.